A reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him." The Gospel of our Lord. Pope Francis recently caused quite a stir this summer. To some, in fact, his words caused a scandal. What did he say? Pope Francis said, quote, "Who am I to judge?" unquote. Thank you, Pope Francis, for reminding us God did not send his Son into the world for condemnation, but that all might be saved through him. Thank you for reminding us God is God, we are not. God is judge, we are not. Nicodemus is a teacher, a leader of the Jews. He listens to Jesus and struggles with what he is hearing. Nicodemus, who is so used to understanding, reasoning, comprehending, is grasping for how to put the Spirit into Nicodemus's neat categories and realities. Jesus asks, how do we hear wind? How do we control where wind blows? Where does the wind come from? For you see, he says, it is the same with the Spirit. The Holy Spirit can be experienced and believed, but fully comprehended, categorized, understood completely? No. As authentic disciples, we leave room for faith. We let God be God. As authentic disciples, we work with God. We allow God, make room for God, gaze on God. When God's Son is lifted up, when our eyes hold his suffering, when gazing on this pain, this betrayal, this ignominy, this horror, then we can only let God be God. We let go of what our mind tells us is the eventual outcome, death. For the Son of Man, this Son of God, is not here to condemn but save, and this is not death we gaze at. This is light. This is the glory of God. This is God being God, complete self-gift, agape love. For indeed, God will be God. Death has no victory, life triumphs. Go then today and let us do the same. Let us do our best to be this love, this presence, and for heaven's sake, to let God be God. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him.